Blog Talk Radio.
When I listen to singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster, here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. When I listen to my podcast, I guess I have a perception. So please do not, if you have some perception that I am bigoted or in any way, that is not true. I'm open to all people. I said I'm colorblind. I'm colorblind in every way, religion, race, color, blue, green, orange, purple. I don't care who you are, okay? You can be yellow. But, you know, religion or sex, or I'm very open. I always have been. But I was pointing my bad experiences of dealing with evil, that I had this really acute, weird situation of attracting insane people or criminals. Those are not people I want to hang out with. These are evil people. These particular evil white African-American, Latino, Chinese, Arab, whatever, these people are bad, evil. I stay away from them. They belong in prison. They're around me. Okay? That's what I was pointing out. So I want to say I'm open to everybody. These evil people want to target me, press my buttons, yell at me, violate boundaries, do things to press, you know, to hurt me because of their illness. They're criminals, alcoholism. I mean, they may live on the street or live next door. They don't know the difference. They don't know how to live. They're not civil. I'm talking about those particular people. I am open to all people. I'm very stable. I mind my business. I don't get into other people's situations. I'm quote-unquote stable, normal, everything. Oh. If you think that, some people think I have a lot of troubles. Just like any human being, yes, but I'm very stable. Don't judge a book by a cover if you don't know them. If you have any questions, contact me. But I'm not open to evil people who want to take my Hollywood dreams away or other dreams away that are positive. These particular people do. I'm not open to them. Never. At the same time, as I said before, if I prefer to hang out with whoever I want, white, black, brown, just white or black, whatever, green, purple, orange, it's my right, religion or whatever. They have a right to believe what they want, but it doesn't give them a right to violate my civil rights with it. If they believe something different than me and want to attack me for it, or their religion, or race, or whatever. It could be sexuality. It could be anything. Now, that's when they're evil. That's hatred. That's not fair. That goes against democracy. That goes against the right to live. We can't force or make people. They trying to force me or make me believe in something that they want. That's not fair. That's hatred. Or they trying to tell me where I work or where I do. No, that's not right. Something wrong with them. You can't make somebody like. They can't make me like them, but they cannot make, or anybody else, but they can't make me go to work or do whatever. That's anti-American. We have amendments to the Constitution about that. You can't force somebody to do anything, work or whatever. You can't force them to believe in something. Only thing that we can do, if the person commits a crime, they get convicted and they need to serve jail time. That's probably all we can do. We came a long way from that. That's why they got rid of those segregation laws, and that's why they get rid of Jim Crow, because they were twisting it was anti-constitutional. But they didn't want to see me succeed. They don't want to see me making it in Hollywood as a singer or actor. They don't want to see me be no successful songwriter. They don't want to see me be a successful doctor. They don't want to see me be a successful at anything. They want to see me be a loser and destroy me because of jealousy or bigotry or some evil deed that has nothing to do with me. It has to do with them, their lack thereof. That's not fair. I can't be open to that. No dream killers around me. I'm telling you, keep the dream killers away. Dream killers come in all forms. They're in every sector of society. We stay away from them. Dream killer, it doesn't matter what race or religion or how rich or how poor. It doesn't matter. Dream killers are all around us. We need to stay away. Be positive. I got to stay away from them. I see it all the time. If people misunderstand what I say, and that has happened, they should stop, ask me a question. Don't go by assumption that isn't true. But people do that. They go by assumptions, perceptions, without knowing the answer, and that causes more problems. But I've always been open, but not to evil people. Never will be open to evil people who want to hurt me or that's some alternative, who want to take my dreams away or other dreams. That's not fair to me or anybody. And that is the right way to live. My suggestion to you, stay away from dream killers. If they're jealous of you, want to steal your song, want to hinder you from being in the industry, want to stop you from going to law school, want to stop you from an American dream, want to do something bad to you simply because you want to better yourself, and you did nothing to them, you didn't talk to them, something is seriously wrong with them. They got some mental illness, they're criminal, they're just evil. That's what I experience every day for no reason. I ain't open to that. They are right, I'm going to stay away from them permanently. Stay away from evil people like that permanently. That's how I am going to be. Good day. Good night.